Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Andy Luger continues with us two separate times. The very effective and well-respected U.S. Attorney for the state of Minnesota, Mary Moriarty. I could go to the late, great Dark Star and just say, Mary Moriarty, your thoughts. But how about in the perception? And she ran clearly saying, I'm going to take a different approach. I'm going to look at more rehabilitation. I'm going to look at different ways. We're not just going to follow the same exact formula. But there are many people, myself included, who feel like there have been some prominent cases where I'm left shaking my head saying, no, that particular crime deserved a more significant punishment. So to those of us who feel that way, you say what to us?
Well, you got to give Mary credit. She ran on a very clear platform of criminal justice reform, rehabilitation. She's not a career prosecutor. She comes at this from a very different perspective, and that's how she's doing the job. And she says all the time, this is what I was elected to do. This is what I said I would do. And she won by a significant margin in her election.
Double digits.
So the question then becomes for the voters. It's not what I think. It's what the voters think. Is this what we want or is this not what we want? And there are elections to decide those things. So if somebody were to say, and people's, I get perspectives all over the map from people, if you feel strongly that this is not the direction you want, then you have a moment at an election to make your voice heard and to support a candidate who goes in a different way. But none of this is a surprise. None of this comes out of, you know, nowhere. It is exactly what she said she would do. And it's the same thing with city
council. I think some of us think she's went further.
I mean, look, we can go back and digest everything she said during the campaign. But this is my perception of what she wanted to do, and she's doing it. Whether it's the city council that a lot of people are upset with as well, this is who won.
Yeah.
So my answer in a democracy is if you don't, whether it's Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Mary Moriarty or somebody else, if you don't like what they're doing, vote them out.
Okay, what do you think about the city council and their role in the safety of Minneapolis?
So I've been very public since I stepped down as U.S. attorney that I don't agree with the position of the current city council. And I'm talking to and helping city council candidates who come in with a different approach.
Yep.
That's how I think. That's how I feel. We'll see what the voters decide.
So Moriarty in the office put something out here in the last 10 days that race will be a consideration case to case and that they would be derelict in their responsibility if they did not consider that. That's right. Kind of in the broadest way.
Right.
Now the civil rights portion of the Department of Justice is saying, hold on a second, we're going to take a look at this and say, offer our own position on if you're stretching the law or if you're violating the law. What's your feeling about the decision by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office and then the DOJ to look at this?
So I don't know exactly what I think I know, but I don't know exactly what she means and what she intends.
Should she have been more specific about that?
Well, that I try not to tell other people how to do their jobs.
Yeah.
Chad, I'm
that's
sorry.
What I get, that's what I get to I do here. That's our Dave, that's our regular gig. I mean,
that's the bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 hours a day.
I think Ant ought to drive the basket more.
Yes, I do too. And we're in agreement.
And I yell at the TV to drive to the basket more.
Yes.
But I'm not going to go on your show and say, hey, Ant, listen to me. You should drive the basket
he
more.
He listens.
Because I gave up playing basketball in 10th grade.
Yeah.
I think she should explain exactly what she means. Mm-hmm. I think it's part of her criminal justice reform approach and that, you know, in talking to people who believe in serious criminal justice reform from a certain perspective and ideology, they believe there are too many people of color in prison and that there's sort of a pipeline and this it repeats itself and there's damage done and we've got to repair that. I don't see it that way.
Yeah.
So I don't come at it that way, and I wouldn't do it that way.
Okay. So
but that doesn't mean she's wrong. She should have the opportunity to explain herself and go through it. And if there's a DOJ investigation, they can talk about it during the investigation. I see the difficulty of what she's saying, but I'm also I like to let people who are doing the job explain themselves and answer the questions rather than me doing it for
understand.
Them.
Okay. So I want to pick up on part of the answer. Four individuals, again, who are people of color, and they're going to cite their own experiences when they feel like they were mistreated, or they'll look at the breakdown of who's arrested, who's pulled over, who's in jail, and say that our system is not equal and that it favors wealth and skin in a way that it should not. Andy Lueger, who's lived this as a legal participant, as an active participant, you say what?
So my approach as a prosecutor was to take every case on its merits and to set priorities. So we were going after the gangs. We were going after carjackers. We were going after violent crime. I didn't do an analysis of the deep background and the deep struggles that each person had. I figured that to the extent that anybody wanted to do it, a judge could look at that when it came to sentencing. Is it 15 years? Is it 10 years? Did this contribute? Did that contribute? There's a whole sort of layout of how you do that at sentencing, not explicitly on race, but on what your life was about. Every judge that sentences a defendant looks at their whole story and picture, including the crime and the seriousness to the victims. And so we would often argue that out in court. You know, yes, this person had this kind of an upbringing, but look what they did to this person's life by virtue of what the crime they just committed. And I'm sorry what happened during their upbringing, but we think they need 15 years in prison. That plays out. I never took into account in charging whether those issues should play up front in the charging decision, because the charging decision has to be made on the merits, to me, the facts, who did what to whom, and is this a priority that we have as an office? So if you're a gang member and you're involved in a shooting, you're going to get prosecuted as part of our priority. Somebody can determine down the line, once you're convicted, where you fit in the spectrum of sentences. Those are different ways of looking at it. I obviously prefer mine, but if Mary Moriarty wants to come on your show and talk about this, she should. And she's very articulate. She's very smart. Mm-hmm. She and I get along very well. I think we come at things.
Was she an asset to your office?
The Hennepin County Attorney's Office and the U.S. Attorney's Office have a very good working relationship. She and I cooperated on a number of things. And, you know, she was very pleasant for me to deal with. We agreed on a number of things. We disagreed on others. That's how it works. She, like I said, she was elected to do something. I was appointed to do something differently and different, and I have different responsibilities. And I leave it there. When in a couple of years, when it comes up for reelection, people will be free to make their decisions.
Do you know yet if you're going to vote for her for reelection?
I never talk about you, not because
break
of you.
Down, break
you,
down all you're, of your votes. You got a pen and paper?
If we could go back 30 years, that would be nice.
You know, you're a great guy, and I love sitting here, but there are certain things I'm going to keep to myself. He's not such a great guy.
He's fine.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Okay.
I flatter.
He's going to walk out here saying, why did they even do this? You're 65. You're not going to jump into politics.
This is like the ninth time you've said my age.
I'm
a young 65.
You're a very fit. You're ready to go. Okay, so why wouldn't you jump into politics?
I think it's time for another next generation. I think it's time for other people to, you know, I was U.S. attorney twice.
Yeah.
I actually ran to be county attorney in 2006.
I know that.
I think it's time for a new generation to
step
up.
That's a pretty good race, by the way.
But, yeah.
There was a couple well-known names in that race.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I came in second.
Yes. Seems like he remembers that.
A little bit.
Rather. Okay. But during this last 15 years where there was more name recognition, there was plenty of praise, not fellow Democrats, there were plenty of Republicans who were like, Andy Lugar is the type of person I could vote for. Was ever a point you thought Senate, Congress, Governor, I'm going to pursue that?
Not really. I want new people coming. I mean, I'll help the folks coming up, but I want people in their 30s, 40s, 50s to step up and bring a new sense of energy, new ideas. I really want that. I went back to be U.S. attorney a second time because I thought there was a mission that I could really accomplish. And it was compelling to do that, and I'm glad I did. But even that's unusual. So I think it really is time for new people, maybe even people we're not even recognizing today, to step up to the plate. And I'll support them, and I'm excited about that.
About five more minutes, and we'll let Andy go. Okay, I'm very confident you did not vote for Donald Trump. You're a Democrat. You've acknowledged that. So this has been 105 days of buckle up, everybody, in many, many ways, including the courts, including where this administration, how they feel about the Constitution, on responding to court orders, on challenging the law in ways that most administrations would not. What has concerned you the most about the first 100-some days on the legal side?
Well, just like other things, I don't want to dive into the middle of a political fight because I just left office, and one of the things that I don't believe in is the person leaving office turning around and criticizing the next group that comes in. So I'm going to beg off of that. I have very strong feelings of my own. One thing I will say is this. There are extremely talented people in government who – I don't even know their politics for the most part, but some are Republicans, some are Democrats, and they go from administration to administration. And at the Department of Justice, people who I know well, who I knew from when I was U.S. Attorney first, second, and who have been there across, who have expertise in all sorts of areas, are not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about the brain drain, and I'm worried about what that means. Now, does that mean they won't be brought back or that other people won't develop their expertise? But I do concern myself when Democrats and Republicans leave government who have that deep, deep knowledge in areas that we don't normally think about.
Yeah, sure.
That concerns me. That's number one. Number two is I agree with the whole premise that we got to get rid of, you know, fraud, waste, and abuse. And there's plenty of that. And I have my own stories of what I've seen. People are leaving U.S. attorneys' offices. They're being offered the early retirement, the fork in the road,
yeah,
other things. And they're not being replaced because the decision has been made to lower the number of federal employees. And again, that's all great and good in and of itself. I worry that they're not going to have the capacity in this office or other U.S. attorneys' offices, and again, that may change, to do the work that needs to be done. So while it's all very well and good, and I just, you know, in the last second that we have here, for these offices to be reduced because we're reducing overall number of federal employees and we have a budget crisis,
right.
I get that. There are consequences that flow from that. And we don't know what that's going to – we don't know what that looks like yet and how permanent that's going to be, but that's on my mind as well.
Okay. How much of your mind is directed at – and there was a good 60 Minutes report on it too, where the number of law firms – who are saying that they're going to do pro bono work for the president when to most of us it looks like this is blackmail. That if these law firms don't agree to do work for the president on common areas, that the president is going to take the power of the office and attack them, and that many of these firms somehow were previously doing their job and that was either directly or tangentially involved when Donald Trump was entangled in the law the last 4 years.
I think we need to see how this all plays out. I have friends at every one of those law firms, and I want to let them sort of have this work out. I this is brand new.
Yeah.
This has never happened before that,
right,
that I'm aware of. And so while I have my own personal views, I really want everybody that's going through this to figure out how they want it to play. There are law firms fighting. There are law firms settling. There are other law firms. I think I want to let them all speak for themselves. Maybe, you know, that sounds like a dodge, and I'm sorry if it does.
It's a bit of a dodge,
but,
right?
But
because you have to be troubled by this.
I have my own views.
Yeah.
What I don't like is when everybody starts condemning, whether you're condemning a law firm that's fighting or condemning a law firm that's settling. Everybody's got their reasons for doing things, and I want them to speak for what they're doing, and then we can all weigh in after we learn more. But I think it's still early yet.
Yeah. That was very diplomatic.
I'm known for my diplomacy.
Yeah,
I mean, look, I still think Ant needs to drive to the basket more. I have strong feelings, but
yeah,
on what other people are doing,
I get it.
I'm at a point in my life where I want to let them speak for themselves.
Understand. I thoroughly enjoyed this. Can we do this again?
Yeah. Next time, maybe we don't refer to my age. Can we do
42-year-old Andy Luger with us here. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Andy Luger here on CCO.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more.
The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.